Quran, whatever it says is correct, it's not wrong. So when Allah is saying, لَا يَمَسُّوا إِلَّا الْمُطَهَرُونَ, nobody can touch Holy Quran except those purified, pure people, so it is correct. But what does it mean? Here we have to try to understand Holy Quran. The verses of Holy Quran are a kind of difficult and a kind of easy. There are two kinds of verses. Some are very easy verses in Holy Quran. Easy to understand. Like, Allah doesn't like the liars. Allah doesn't like cruelty. Even a little boy, little child can understand that cruelty, lying is a bad thing. But few verses in Holy Quran are difficult to understand. لَا يَمَسُّوا إِلَّا الْمُطَهَرُونَ means nobody can touch Quran except those pure people. Well, you see, today everybody is touching Quran. So what does it mean? My dear brothers and sisters, we have to remember the Holy Quran, every verse of Holy Quran has 70 hidden secrets in it. Every and each verse of Holy Quran has 70 hidden secrets in it. It has been narrated that once Ibn Abbas came to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi alayhi tahiyatu wassalam, and he said, Ya Ali, explain Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim for me. I want the explanation, tafsir of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know what happened? Imam Ali started explaining Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim for Ibn Abbas. According to the narration, the whole night passed, the time of Namaz al-Tahajjud, midnight prayers came. Ibn Abbas asked, Ya Ali, did you finish the tafsir of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? Imam Ali said, no. I didn't finish the tafsir of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Oh Ibn Abbas, listen and remember. Each and every verse of Holy Quran has 70 hidden secrets in it. And every hidden secret has 700 hidden secrets in it. And remember, oh Ibn Abbas, if Ali ibn Abi Talib starts explaining Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, if Ali ibn Abi Talib starts giving the tafsir of only Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, not only you, even 70,000 people, narrators like you, start writing with 70,000 pens, they will not finish writing, the books will be filled, the copies will be filled, they need 70,000 camels to carry it. And even at that time, the tafsir of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim will not finish. Allahu Akbar. But now listen what Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib says. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib says, but if me, Ali, wants to summarize Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I can summarize tafsir of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim within few sentences. Oh Ibn Abbas, listen and remember, whatever is in the whole Quran, in the whole 114 surahs, in the whole 6,666 verses, whatever is in all 30 chapters, it is in Suratul Yaseen. And whatever is in Suratul Yaseen, it is in Suratul Fatiha. And whatever is in Suratul Fatiha, it is in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And whatever is in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is in Ba of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the first word of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And whatever is in Ba of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that is in the dot under the Ba of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib says, أَنَا النُّقْطَةُ تَحْتَ الْبَاءِ, I am that dot under the ba of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What does this mean? The whole knowledge of Quran is in the heart of Ali ibn Abi Talib. So Quran has, each verse of Holy Quran has 70 secrets. And as you heard in this narration, Imam is saying, each secret has 700 secrets in it. So, we have to try to understand Quran, but how? Quran is a great miracle. Allah has given this great miracle to us, this great blessing to us. But unfortunately, we Muslims did not achieve the ma'rifat of Quran. We did not achieve the recognition of Quran. We did not achieve the deep knowledge of Holy Quran. I'm guaranteeing if all the Muslims of the world hadn't achieved the great deep knowledge of Quran, recognition of Quran, ma'rifat of Quran, the Muslims would have never had any problem. Muslims would have never lied. Muslims would have never deceived. Muslims would have never done anything wrong. Do you know why we see the problems in Muslim communities, no matter wherever they are? Do you know why these problems in Muslim societies, in Muslim countries? The reason they did not achieve the recognition of Quran. They did not achieve the ma'rifat of Quran. They did not achieve the deep knowledge of Quran. Prophet, peace be upon him, said, إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَعِتْبَرَتِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. I'm leaving two valuable, important things for you. One of them is Holy Quran. The second is my Holy Progeny. إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. If you grab on both of them, if you hold on both of them, Quran and Ahlul Bayt, لَن تَضِلُّوا بَعْدِي. You will never ever be misguided after me. You will never ever have any problem after me. You will never ever have any difficulty after me. You will never ever face any calamity after me. But what is the condition? إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. If you grab on both of them, Quran and Ahlul Bayt, Ahlul Bayt and Quran, لَن تَضِلُّوا. لَن is an Arabic word. According to the Arabic grammar, it means never ever. لَن تَرَانِي يَا مُوسَى. You will never ever see me. لَن تَضِلُّوا بَعْدِي. You will never be misguided after me. But the condition, if you grab, if you hold on Quran, Quran has many things in it. You've heard definitely the famous verse which usually scholars recite, وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Everything is in Quran. Let me just give you an example. There's one word in the Holy Quran. Not in the whole Quran, just in one surah. There's one word in Surah Al-Yaseen. If you recite, not you, if a blind person recites that word, he will stop seeing. His eyesight will come back. Now you might say, well, Allah, hurry up, tell us that word. I wanted to start a new business. I didn't know what to do. It's a good business. I will call all the blind people and they will recite that word and they'll start seeing. It's a good business. But who knows what word is this? Who knows? Who knows what word is it? Okay, you might say, okay, if you don't want to tell us, what we will do, we recite the whole Surah Yaseen. No matter. If you want to recite the whole Surah Yaseen, you will get the sawab, but the blind person will not be healed. Because the benefit of the Quran, we have two-sided. One is for this room, one is for hereafter. Yeah, if you recite Surah Yaseen for 1,000 times, you will get the sawab, you will get the reward. But the blind person will be healed only by reciting that word. Now, let me give you an example. You are ill, for example. You know that your medicine is in the pharmacy, but you don't know where is it. Can you say, I will eat the whole pharmacy? I will eat all the medicine in the pharmacy? If you do that, you will die. Okay, if you recite the whole Surah Yaseen, you will not die. You will achieve the benefit in hereafter. But the blind person is not being healed. Who knows what word is it? Allah. If you go and recite Quran, you will see Quran has many difficult verses. First surah, Surah Al-Fatiha. The second surah, Surah Al-Baqarah. Alif Lam Mim. What does it mean? Ha Mim. What does it mean? Ha Mim Ayn Sin Qaf. What does it mean? There are many translators, many explainers, many mufassirin, but nobody was able to translate it. Why Quran is like this? Why Quran is difficult, not easy to understand for everybody? A man came to Imam al-Ridha alayhi ala fa tahiyyatu wa salam. And he asked, Ya Mawla, isn't Quran